Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Oh, the Eagle has landed for Derby Day, and what a meeting we have. And there's been plenty of Flemington jump outs to keep our eye on the horses in Derby Day. And Glenn Ingram's a man with his finger on the pulse. How are you, Glennie?
Yeah, going well, Michael. Great to be here.
These Flemington jump outs provide a plenty of winners each and every Derby Day. Who have you plucked out?
Well, heat one at Flemington last Friday morning. There was a terrific jump out there. All the staff started 3-year-olds. I thought Ranch Ham was terrific there. Gee, he looked to thrive since his latest run. He travelled under double wraps by his jockey there. He never moved on him. He was strong through the line. I thought it was a fantastic jump out. And if you look at his odds, it's 35-1. You'd be a little bit shocked after seeing the jump out. But I'd love to hear from the stable to see if he's improved.
Well, in that same trial, we're in the Congo sort of state mix moment as well. How did you rate their jump outs?
Yeah, I thought in the Congo was fantastic. Michael just settled off the speed there, but did all his work through the line, so he went very well. Sort of stayed, led them up, but was under pressure to sustain it late in running. Mink moment wasn't asked for an effort at any stage, so she just cruised to the line. But yeah, some really nice jump outs there.
And Heat 2 also had some nice horses heading to Flemington on Derby Day.
Certainly did, yeah. Written Beauty for Team Hawks looked very sharp in her straight line jump out. Of course, she's already a Group 3 winner at Flemington over 1,100 metres. She looked to go slightly better than Chris Waller's September run. There was a short margin between them on the line, but the two mares cleared out from their opposition. I thought there was a pretty good jump out in third from the West Australian visitor, Sammy's Dat. So that horse goes around at big odds on Saturday too. It might be worth keeping an eye on.
And Mar Bush is another one that we know has performed very well in the past over the cup period. Do you like Mar Bush from what you saw?
I do, yeah. She's going well. She's fit, obviously. She's had two runs in stakes class in Sydney. She travelled in fine style there, just finishing second in this heat. She was only with some rain late through the line, so she's in good form and she should run well there on Saturday. She's big odds, as is Written Beauty, so both worth putting in your quaddies.
Okay, would you be with Mar Busher or the Written or the September run on those jump outs?
No, I think I'd be with Written Beauty the odds over September run.
Yep. And then what about one of the cup contenders in Grand Promenade? He went down to Cranbourne.
He did, yeah. So he just had a quiet mid-prep trial there. He sat out the back of the field. He moved forward at the turn. He just ambled up to his counterpart under a little pressure. So he's on target. He's flying. We know he's going well, so keep following him.
Excellent. All right. What can we back today or tomorrow to build a bank before Derby Day?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of really nice bets here. One today at Warrnambool, race 8, number 11, Avalana. The done deal mare there from the Matt Kamani stable. Stepping up to 1,700 metres. She looks really progressive. Nice staying mare. I'm really keen on her. And Cranbourne, race 1, number 14, Skipping Girl from the Mick Kent stable. Unlucky on debut. Had a really nice jump out Cranbourne Monday morning. So if Mick Kent backs her up, we've got to have something on. She's flying. Get on her.
Thursday, today, race 8, 11. Tomorrow, race 1, 14. Have you got the winner of the Derby?
I do. Forgot You from the Buster and Young stable. Just loved his latest jump out. The way he hit the line there, Michael. Fantastic.
It's going to be a cracking day. Good luck, Glenn. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.